sunshine and 45 degrees. And Bruce Van Dyke, I see what this is all about now. We have guests in the studio, and you politely put down the blinds. Of course, you make me sit over there and stare into the blinding sunshine in the morning. I see what's going on.
Well, I just wanted to be a good host as well. Though I'm not sure, Craig, I thought I would be more fearful of Mad Dog Manson when he was in here the other day to promoting the Breaking Down Barriers wrestling this morning. But sometimes when the chicks get in here, they're getting in a mood that I'm not too sure about this morning. By the way, this is also a little bit of tribute because the Glenn Miller Orchestra coming to the Palace this evening, which we have some tickets to give away as well. But it's time to join Anne-Marie, Sherry, and Kim joining us, the Chicks Against Hunger. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning
as well.
Thank you for having
us. Good morning.
Thank
you. Appreciate it as well. I'm going to take a deep breath because I'm not sure how this is going to go this morning, but the big event that's coming up on Tuesday at Smitty's Place, this is an annual event. They're a great host for you, right? You guys must get along.
They're an awesome host for us, yeah.
All the folks over there at Smitty's Place. Talk about this event and how it's going to benefit with the food hunger issue that you kind of...
Well, this is our fifth year at Smitty's, and this event alone has raised over 10,000 pounds of food. So we're pretty excited to continue working with them. Stephanie and her staff are just fantastic, and they donate all the appetizers for our guests, which is extremely generous, and it's going to be a great night. And the weather's supposed to be good this year, so we're pretty excited about that. It was pretty cold last year.
We'll be out on that big patio they have in the back, which will be it's a great venue for our event.
It's always a theme, right? Is this right?
Yes.
Now
correct.
I have a black and I don't know why we didn't. I have a black and white flyer, but apparently there's a red carpet involved.
Yes. There'll be paparazzi. There'll be the red carpet you can walk when you come in and bring your non-perishable food item, which is your price of admission to get into the event and come enjoy, win some prizes, and it'll be really fun. Always is a good time.
What kind of raffle items have you been able to get a hold of this year?
We have over $5,000 worth of raffle items this year. In addition to that, we have an iPad, and we also have a jewelry piece donated by Vandermark Jewelers.
There must be more.
There's what 49 else? More.
49
exact.
More?
49 gift baskets, and the minimum value, I think, on any of them is $50. So
wow, terrific.
You can buy tickets for $1 a piece or 11 tickets for $10. 11 tickets for $10. So it's really affordable, and you'll have a chance to win one of these great baskets.
So when people make a purchase, spend some money, mm-hmm. or bring food to donate, where does all of that go this year?
This year, our beneficiary is the First Congregational United Church of Christ Food Pantry here in Elyria.
And
all in one breath.
What can you tell us about them and their efforts and what they do?
They serve over 6,000 households a year, and that equates to approximately 25,000 people here locally.
And how did you all come together with them?
They actually approached us. They sent us an email. They found out about us through Difference Makers, and they sent us what they do, information on what they do. And so we presented it to the group and voted them that they would be our beneficiary this year.
Let's talk a little bit about the Difference Makers for just a second, mm-hmm. getting off track a bit. But you mentioned it, and of course, you were honored, Chicks Against Hunger, honored along with other movers and shakers in the county for mm-hmm. the outstanding work you do. And I'm guessing 5 or 6 years ago or whenever you started, never in your wildest dreams would you have thought that. Tell us about that honor and what it was like to be there.
Honor's a good word for it because we really were honored to receive that award. We found out late last year that we had been nominated for it and then that we were going to be the recipient of it. And they had a beautiful event. I think it was in the beginning of February.
It was February, yeah.
And we received this great trophy for it. And, you know, we don't participate in Chicks Against Hunger because we're looking for a reward or an award like that. We do it because we really have the passion to help out people in our community. And then to get this award on top of it, really, it really was a great honor.
And we made some fabulous connections through that as well. There were a lot of people that approached us after the dinner that night and that they really were taken from our story and what we do. And we're in constant contact with them now, and they're supporting us. And through this, come to find out, we are the first grassroots organization that's focused on hunger in this area.
To receive that.
and award, it just in this area. And so it is, it's amazing, you know, what people are coming out to us and helping and donating.
Well, it's just sort of the things that you do something because you care about the cause. Recognitions come just because people see what you're doing, and it's something that you know, people obviously support. It's something that you know, are obviously a good cause as well. And again, the event coming up on Tuesday at Smitty's Place from 6 to 9. I see here that you're now getting, you can get fruits and vegetables. A lot of times with hunger things, we think about the processed food, maybe the canned goods, that type of thing. But this is adding another element, I guess, that is available.
Absolutely. This is our first food drive where we can take fresh fruits and vegetables. And the reason being is the First Congregational Food Pantry is open the next day. So these items will be taken right away to their pantry and on their shelves. So the next day, that Wednesday, their clients can take these fresh fruits and vegetables. And then we'll also, we don't know what we're going to get, and because this is our first time. So if we get a lot of it, to make sure it doesn't go to waste, they're going to partner with other area pantries and share the produce.
Okay. When you do something like this for the food drives or even this event, and then you take it in the drop-off, you kind of just drop it off and leave, or are you there?
This is a party all night.
All right. Well, I'm more or less talking about after, when you drop off with the organizations that benefit the food, you drop them off at those places there as well, and obviously.
Well, what we do is with these events, the beneficiary works with us, so they're going to be there that evening. You can talk to them and learn more about what they do. They're actually going to be there, and they have volunteers, so they are going to be transporting the food back to the pantry, and we have volunteers in that stock their shelves.
Oh. And in a sense, they get a little reward, too, taking part in this fun event that you have when they're
sure.
coming there.
Oh, yeah. They're excited.
To be a part of this, and they're thinking, really? This is how you can raise fun and food
yes.
at these different events? What are these chicks up to this time around?
They had no idea what they were getting into.
Well, Smitty's Place is the place in Elyria for this event. Again, it's Tuesday from 6 to 9. It's a red carpet theme. Do we have to dress for the red carpet? I know you mentioned paparazzi as well.
No, you can come in your jeans and that. And then we're going to have a photographer that's going to be there taking pictures in front of our Chicks Against Hunger banner. So
okay.
Come comfortable.
And, of course, if they go to your Facebook page, they can see some of the pictures of some of the raffle items that are there as well.
Yes, raffle items and past red carpet photos. So check it out.
On your Facebook page this morning, you mentioned you were going to be here, but you also mentioned there are some other things going on, too. Are there really? What else is going on?
We've always got some fun plans in the works. And after this event coming up next Tuesday, our next food drive will be on August 28th at the Northgate Park in Avon. And we're still working on the details, but it looks like it's going to be a cornhole tournament-themed food drive. So always looking for something different, something fun, something to get a new crowd involved. So
I've been getting some people to come in and then understand the issue and need of hunger in Lorain County
exactly.
as well. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Anne Marie, Sherry, and Kim.
Thank you.
Chicks
Thank
Against
you.
Hunger. Again, the event is at Smitty's Place in Elyria. It's a red carpet food drive event. Price of admission is a non-perishable food donation, and they've also got a lot of different raffle items that you can get involved with as well, too. And a lot of obviously great food at
yes.
the Smitty's Burger. And all those
Always.
Things.
Always.
Oh,
absolutely
yes.
Well.
Thank you very
it
much.
It is 8:22 at AM 930 WEOL.